Capricorn sun signs and Capricorn rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for May 2019. And majestic queens of the zodiac, you are coming off of April, where your card was the Queen of Pentacles. And prior to that, you were moving through the sun. This has been a year of enormous legacy work for you, of really sinking the internal and the external, deciding the kinds of mountains you're going to choose to climb, deciding what is in deep alignment with your very being. And the Queen of Pentacles energy that you were moving through in April was really about a kind of mastery in embodied knowing and being in the body and letting the body take up space, but also in this concept of time and understanding, as your sign is really moving in a lifelong evolution around the concept of the evolution of time, understanding that things that are worth wanting or worth waiting for, but that it doesn't, that space of waiting doesn't need to feel like a lack, that you can sort of slowly cultivate things over the course of linear time and non-linear time and be able to kind of hang out in that space with both what's here and what's on its way. And the card that's coming through for you in the month of May is the Death card reversed. And this word, this concept, this reality that we are in bodies for a relatively short time and then we change form or leave the planet or whatever you sort of might believe around that, this is an intense one. So just take a moment and let that wash over you. And then I want you to take some time to feel into the concept of shifting form. Because on one plane, of course, death is about grief, it's about loss, it's about something coming to an end in your life this May. But it's also about the repurposing of energy, the reconfiguring of something. Can you remember a moment in your life where something ended and there was enormous grief around that or whatever feeling was coming up around that? And then it almost kind of like all of the cells of the energy of whatever that was passing out, almost reconfigured and produced something that you couldn't have even imagined at that time. And I want you to take this time to think about all of the different relationships you might have to change, to something ending. We can freak out. We can be wildly contracted. We can be angry. Or we can dance, we can be completely joyous, or we can be any shade in between. But there's a huge invitation for you in the month of May to sort of slip out of an old skin, to not have to have it be a super dramatic kind of death or an ending, just a sort of repurposing. It's almost like you had one ingredient that you were using for one meal and then you had a bit left over and you're just gonna use it for something else. And it's that kind of repurposing energy that's really available to you this month, and that kind of sloughing off, that kind of exfoliation. There's something that is just ready to kind of leave your body, that's ready to kind of depart, or just not even depart fully, but be repurposed in that way to feed something new. And could you hold a space for the excitement and the anticipation of the new form that's coming in? So I'm wishing you a really glorious month of May, Capricorns, and I will speak to you in June.